And now come closer. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. The Pharisees got together and planned how they could trick Jesus into saying something wrong. So they sent some of their followers and some of Herod's followers to him.
"Teacher, we know that you are honest. You teach the truth about what God wants people to do, and you treat everyone with the same respect, no matter who they are. Tell us what you think. Should we pay taxes to the emperor or not?"
"Why are you trying to test me? Let me see one of the coins used for paying taxes."
They brought him a silver coin.
"Whose picture and name are on it?"
"The emperor's."
"Give the emperor what belongs to him, and give God what belongs to God."
Jesus' answer surprised them so much, they walked away. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. This coin they brought Jesus was called a denarius, which means containing 10. And it was the major Roman coin of the day. The people used it to pay their taxes to the Roman government, and it was considered a fair wage for a day's worth of labor. It was about the size of a dime, and on one side it had a picture of Caesar, and on the other side it had a picture of two Roman soldiers riding horses. It was a typical coin, typical two-sided coin. But did you know that there are some people that say that there is a coin that has three sides? Have you ever heard that before? Three sides to every coin? Well, the third side they're talking about is the edge that goes around the circumference of the coin that holds the two sides together. Okay, but how often do we really consider the edge a side of a coin? Well, usually only if a coin lands on its edge. Then we see that it landed on the side of the edge. And people have actually calculated that a nickel tossed into the air will land on its edge 1 in 6,000 times. Which is probably why umpires catch it in their hand and flip it over, so they don't have that edge. Coin flipping is used a lot because it's considered fair, right? One person calls heads, the other person calls tails, the coin is tossed, whichever side lands face up is the winner. Simple and easy, one winner, one loser, no in between. And yet, Jesus finds the in-between. You see, if he didn't uphold paying taxes, the Pharisees could accuse him of insurrection against the Roman government. And if he endorsed it, the people would think he was disloyal, and that would mean he wouldn't be fit to be the Messiah. So what does he do? He does what he always does. He finds a way to live in the balance and tells them, give to the emperor what belongs to him and give to God what belongs to God. Jesus lives on the edge, that place that finds a way to hold things together. And just like a coin, it's hard to stand there. Because we live in a world that tells us if we didn't win, well, then we're losers. And if we don't succeed, we're failures. And then it really does seem like there's only two sides, right and wrong. But Jesus doesn't fall for that trick. Jesus finds the truth in between because Jesus lives in the paradox. And a paradox is defined as a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory idea that in actuality is profoundly true. It's that edge that lives in between the two sides. And true belonging lives right there in that in-between. Because true belonging is the place of belonging to no one else but to God and to ourselves. True belonging lives in the world but is not of the world. It lives on this earth, but it stays focused on heaven. And that's not always an easy place to stand. And that's why Brené Brown calls it braving the wilderness. And she says there are four ways to truly belong. The first three you've heard from Pastor Angie while I was on sabbatical, but we'll go over them briefly here. The first way to truly belong is people are hard to hate close up. Move in. This means sharing our stories with others. Because when we share our stories, we find our common love and we can let go of our hate. The second is speak truth to bullcrap, but be civil. This means speaking the truth in love by not letting people say things that are destructive or harmful. The third is hold hands with strangers, which means cultivating human connection. We need each other. We were designed to connect with other human souls. And the fourth is strong back, soft front, wild heart. When we live from a place of true belonging, when we really do move in closer and speak truth to bullcrap and hold hands with strangers, we need a strong back because there's going to be pushback from all of this. Conformity is comfortable. Living exactly as God created us doesn't always conform to the norm because we're all created so differently. So a natural reaction is to have a strong back and an armored front, which we talked about the last 2 weeks. But an armored front is a false sense of protection and only keeps us from being the people God created us to be. Therefore, we need a strong back and a soft front. And the payoff for all of this, the beautiful result for braving this wilderness is a wild heart. Because the wild heart lives on the edge. And Brené Brown says a wild heart is living out the paradox of love in our lives. Which means we have the ability to be tough and tender, excited and scared, brave and afraid, all at the same moment. And living in the paradox of joy and brokenness. A wild heart is balancing the incongruity and struggling with and standing up for justice and peace while still having joy in our lives. Because just knowing how much people are suffering out there right now, in this very moment, we sometimes feel guilty for actually enjoying ourselves. There are people who have no home, and yet I have a beautiful home to live in. And this is where we can get tricked, because we really can hold the paradox of working for justice and enjoying our lives in a way that doesn't produce guilt, but produces love and acceptance instead. And that means living on the edge of the haves and have-nots by doing our part to make sure people do have what they need. So what is our part? What can we do? Well, what are the God-given gifts that you have? What are you blessed with? Are you a good teacher? Maybe volunteer to tutor someone. Are we gifted with good physical health? Maybe help someone with yard work. Are we blessed with financial success? Maybe we can provide resources for someone who is down and out. To be aware of the world's needs doesn't mean we have to deny ourselves joy. It means we figure out what we can do, and then we do it. No pretending, no self-punishment. A wild heart doesn't live that way. A wild heart is okay balancing the brokenness and the joy. And Brené Brown says we can have joy without guilt by practicing gratitude. We can be grateful for what we have, even while understanding the magnitude that others have not. What are you thankful for? What do you enjoy? Give thanks to God for it. It's a gift you get to enjoy in this life. A wild heart also has to live on the edge of what is everyone else going to think? Because when we brave the wilderness of living our lives from the true place God intended for us, people are going to look at us and wonder why we're not living our lives the way they are or the way society says we should. And it's going to be rough overcoming all the voices that tell us no one's going to like us if we just be ourselves. So Brené's research has concluded we need to stop looking for confirmation from everyone that we don't belong. She says, stop scouring people's faces for evidence that you're not enough. You're always going to find it. We need to let go of this, folks, because we are enough. We are enough just the way God made us. God gave me certain gifts and you certain gifts, Scott certain gifts, Peter certain gifts, the choir certain gifts, and together we make a pretty good church team that is not only doing our part to make this world a better place, but is bringing love to a weary world. How can love not? You see, a wild heart means we can find that place that holds the two sides of the coin together. We can find that place of love and peace and joy and gratitude. And we can take all of that heavenly love and joy and peace and gratitude and bring it to anyone who might be hurting here on this earth. So let's fix our eyes upon Jesus and set our minds on things above, and let's live on the edge of heaven and earth. Amen.